No, no. Well, a lot of everybody is playing here.
With regards to the show this evening. The use of video cameras and mobile phones during the performance has become a major irritation for fans and a distraction for Mark and the band. We don't want to restrict your enjoyment tonight. However, any person caught filming will be removed from the building. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
back to London to say hello. John McCusker.
Deutsch war's here to earn. Whilst on the graves and the monuments for the town's mourners, people curse the government, shovel hard food down, lights are out at City Hall, castle in the moon shines down upon it all. Stick from my tongue, roast a dirty dick, still in search of a little bit. It's what it is. What it is then. I'm Jeremiah Dixon, I am a Geordie boy, glass of wine with you, sir, in the ladies' alley, all down in Northumberland, it's measured up by my own. It was my fate from birth to make my mark upon the earth. He calls me Charlie Mason, stargazer in life. Seems that I was born Charlie Mason. They cut me out for bacon bread. Baker's boy from the West Country joined the Royal Society. We are sent to Philadelphia, world away from the cold and tough. Sent to Philadelphia. Thank you. true love will never fade. 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 I wonder if there's no forever. No walking hand in hand. Down a yellow brick wall. Never, never land. These days I get to where I'm going. Make it there and let you meet. Trail of breadcrumbs to where I'm meant to be, to where I'm meant to be. I don't know what brought you to me. That was up to you. There's so many come to see me. We won the wrong tattoo. I fixed a needle in the holder. My hand upon your soul, and there upon your soul, to the picture as you say. When I think about it, see the picture that we made, picture to remember. True love will never fade. 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 Which way we're all shown. When I give my heart to a tinker, he said a fish could love a swan, and I will go with my traveling man wherever he goes. I will. Fish and a bird who fall in love and find no place, build a home. Fish and a bird. So So he loves Chuck and Romeo. He's got his everything, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Finds play, steps out of the shade, says, "You and me, babe." Got a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Finds that street light, steps out of the shade, says, "You and me, babe. Thank you.
Thank you. That's great. Thank you very much. Very sweet. You probably read about all these guys in the program, but so I'll try to keep it brief. But it's hard to keep it brief with such amazing players, and they're such great guys to travel with. Make this trip a very special one. He's a master of the piano. He's a master of the Hammond organ, and I think it might be my fault that he's playing the accordion. But a completely wonderful musician. You play anything from Oscar Peterson to Twist and Shout. Here's Matt Rollins. Yeah. And the newest member of the lineup is, of course, I've known Matt since back in 94, 95, sometime. This is the newest lineup here we've got is a star of the Scottish music scene, of course. He plays a wonderful fiddle, wonderful whistles, wonderful, this instrument called the cittern, which is a beautiful thing in itself. And he plays in a beautiful way, like an angel. He is John McCusker. Yeah. This next guy, the same time as I met Matt and Richard, it was back about 94, 95. I was in a little club, I saw him playing, and I thought, this is amazing, he's great, he's the best bass guitar player I think I've ever seen play. I subsequently found out, of course, that he was having a night off, and he was in fact very much in demand, and that other people had got there before me, of course. He's a master of the bass guitar, and also he's busy mastering, has been for the past many, as long as I've known him. He's been climbing the Mount Everest of the string bass, which is a very difficult instrument to play, of course, especially with a bow. And every day he goes away for a couple of hours, dances with a big lady there. And he is a very dedicated and wonderful musician, Glenn Wolfe. Still old enough to remember the Dire Straits days. There was a world-class percussionist out on a lot of those trips, played on a lot of records. And all the time he was playing percussion, he was hoping that one day he'd get a chance to play the drums. And he's worked very, very hard. He's already twice the drummer that he was just not so long ago. He's been working so hard at it. He still plays percussion now and again, and he's going to do a little bit for you now. Danny Cummins. Instrument, but it brings so many instruments around that we need an extra truck. He's played them all brilliantly, but of course he is a master of the guitar, Richard Bennett. Records, fixes bicycles, can juggle. He's come with a nice clean shirt and a guitar. It's Guy Fletcher. need a little rest. Roll out here, mister, if you need a little rest. Lay me down in Marble Town, Boneyard is a friend. There was a red bull on the railroad, tried to put me off his train. Lay me down in Marble Town till the coast is clear. I hear them all. We got a man down here, we got a man down. We got a man down here, we got a man down. Roll out here, mister. up a little false story. When I was a kid, you know, I was about 15, I started going to the first rock and roll shows at the Castle City Hall. And it seemed like a very big place then. And that's why I always play it now whenever I travel around. And I think the first British rock star that I saw there was, in fact, one of the first British, probably after Lonnie Donegan being the first one, you know, he must have been hot on Lonnie's heels. And he was just great, and I've always loved this guy. And once when we played together for Lonnie Donegan, when after Lonnie passed away, and we actually came here, and it was a night for Lonnie Donegan, and we played together. And I sent him a little guitar along, one of my signature guitars, and after a while, something came back in the post, not exactly in the post, it was a beautiful, handmade, beautiful rocking horse. And this guy, he'd made it himself for the kids. And it's a man of many talents, and it's a good privilege to share the stage with Joe Brown.
Yeah.
It was our mum's that had to have his bike.
Still, what can I tell you?
Great song, Joe.
Do you want me to sing it?
Yes, please.
All right. You see the roar of approval that went up there?
Stars like tunes on the ground of a brain, but the only
did here for Lonnie. And when Lonnie passed away, I wrote him this little song. And Joe very kindly did it. It was a lot of fun. I think Lonnie would love
it. Yes, he'd like.
after 2001, to be the new champions we were able to. From springtime in Arizona to the fall in Monterey, the race was won for the Phoenix in the morning early.
Still, we were out there. It was all part of the narrative for the chapter. But love almost never went when we were.
time ago came a man on a train, walking 30 miles with a sack on his back. And he put down his load where he thought it was the best, made a home and knew we all had it. Built a cabin in a winter storm, plowed the ground by the cold age. The other travelers came walking down the track. They never went back.
Get all these birds up on the wire, up on the poles. You can always get out of this rain and this cold. You can hear them singing out in the telegraph pole all the way. Thank you.
Falling off the roof. There's a